diabetes is reaching epidemic proportion because it is related to risk factors that are related to a lifestyle, like consumption of poor diet and lack of physical activity. Those risk factors are modifiable. They can be changed. Diabetes can be avoided.
It used to be seen as the disease of the rich. Is that still the case today?
In the past, it was called the disease of the rich because it was related to population that were plenty of food. But that's not the case now because food has become accessible to people and people are more access to junk food and food that is rich in calories, not exactly a healthy food like fruits or vegetables.
It's also said that 1 in 2 people have diabetes and don't even know that they have it. So what are the modern ways of prevention?
About half of the population that has diabetes don't know they have it because in some cases there are no symptoms or very light symptoms that people cannot detect. And diabetes can be found when someone goes to the doctor for other reasons. Still, those people that don't know that they have diabetes are at high risk of chronic complications such as heart diseases, blindness, and kidney disease. So because of that, it's very important that people are aware of the risk and go to the doctor if they believe they can have diabetes.
What should people know about this disease and how to avoid it?
So if people have family with type 2 diabetes, they may be at high risk. So avoiding overweight or obesity and practicing exercise or physical activities most of the day, half an hour per day, like walking or biking or dancing, could prevent the disease.
You spoke of type 2 diabetes. What is it? And what's the first type?
Type 1 diabetes is more frequent in young children and it's more genetic disease and it's not related to obesity. And few cases are classified as type 1 diabetes and those cases are the one that requires insulin for surviving. And those are about 5% or less of the whole diabetes population. Type 2 diabetes is the disease that is more frequent in adults and now also in children, and it's related to lack of exercise or lack of physical activity and poor diet and obesity.
Gestational diabetes is also on the rise. Can you explain what that means?
Women with gestational diabetes is the diabetes that appears during pregnancy at higher risk of presenting diabetes in the future, and also it's related to problems in the newborn and the delivery. So it's necessary also to prevent gestational diabetes by promoting healthy diet in pregnant women that are at higher risk.
Are there more women with diabetes in the world or in low and middle income countries than men?
Gender is not a risk factor for diabetes, but in some places the prevalence is higher in women because of the higher prevalence of obesity among women. And in some cases also because women are most likely to seek health care, and because of that they get diagnosed with more often than men.
I think for most people, especially in the regions that you're covering, like myself, love a meal of rice and beans. Is that associated with a higher risk of diabetes?
Well, rice and beans are a food that are plenty of calories. So I think what it has to be promoted is a healthy diet that has a proportion of each component of the diet, has fruit or vegetable 5 times per day, and decrease the intake of carbohydrates like rice and beans. It's not that it shouldn't be eaten, but it should be eaten moderately. And the diet should be combined with fruit, vegetable, protein, and some carbohydrate, but carbohydrate should not dominate the diet.